Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Ross. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Gary Ross. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moose. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Moose. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler. Alou reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Alou moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Hebner moves to second. Joe Niekro now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Pirates. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Robertson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips who is chasing the ball. Robertson reaches third base with a triple. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robertson tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Pirates. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of 0-0. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver pinch hits for Joe Niekro. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nate Oliver pinch runs for Gene Oliver. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moose fires to first and picks off Oliver. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stargell strikes out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, The Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moose is 0-for-1 in the game. Moose takes first base on ball 4. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a line drive towards third. Santo catches it and throws to first to double up Moose. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Hundley moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose throws to home for 1, and May throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hundley scores. Spangler moves to third. Phillips moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Pirates. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Phillips scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mazeroski fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Abernathy covering, for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stargell moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mazeroski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moose is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 5, Pirates, 5. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from May and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Rich Nye now pitching. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nye fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hebner moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hebner moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got 4 RBIs. Stargell is hit by the pitch. Phil Regan now pitching. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hebner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton strikes out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Patek steals second. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Hundley moves to third. Ron Klein now pitching. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Phil Regan. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.